Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment for the Christian. Call a friend, tell them we're on the air. We're going to do this right after this important message. Hey, were you ever tempted to think that somehow God plays favorites? Some stories in the Bible give the impression. Take Mary, for example. When Gabriel saw her, he said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you," Luke 1:28. And then there's Moses. God used to speak with him face to face as a man speaks with a friend, Exodus 33. And of course there's Samuel, who grew up in favor with God and man, 1 Samuel 2. The Bible says that God let none of his words fall to the ground, 1 Samuel 3. Isn't this favoritism? In spite of appearances, it's really not. As we learn, God can bestow or withdraw favor, but it does not happen arbitrarily. God's favor is available to anyone. An especially helpful scripture is Psalm 25. Here we're told, "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him." The word "secret" in this context refers to a sweet and private intimacy. Don't you want that? It's available to those that fear God, which means it is not just for a few favorites. On the contrary, his precious secrets are for everyone who chooses kindness and obedience and the fear of the Lord. What in the world is going on? Well, it's another story of crazy, crazy men and their women. Barry Morphew, the Colorado man suspected in the disappearance and presumed death of his wife, Suzanne, chose to hunt and control her like an animal after she insisted on leaving him. He was a hunter, and he controlled animals. Authorities have said that Suzanne was having an affair with a high school friend and had intentions of divorcing this guy. In this 131-page arrest affidavit, investigators said that after Morphew realized he could not control Suzanne's insistence on leaving him, he resorted to something he's done his entire life, hunt and control animals. In this case, he hunted and controlled his wife, they say. A 53-year-old man has refused to take a polygraph test in the days after his wife disappeared, Mother's Day 2020. And she's never been found. I guess everybody believes he done something, but he's free today. My, oh my. Probably thousands of stories just like this in the New America and a flood of evil. Coming to this America? Well, police have fired rubber bullets, stinger grenades, pepper balls at anti-vax protesters stationed at Melbourne's War Memorial on the third day of violent demonstrations there in Australia. Around 400 people have been rallying to demand an end to the mandatory vaccinations for construction workers sworn Victoria's Shrine of Remembrance, which was built to honor the state's men and women who served in the First World War. Throughout yesterday, the mob chanted, "Lest we forget," as they stood in front of the monument, some decked out with body armor and helmets in anticipation of a police attack, while others urged officers not to arrest them out of respect. After an hours-long standoff where police offered to let protesters leave, officers opened fire to clear demonstrators who had started pelting them with bottles. They arrested 215 protesters. Oh, yeah, it's coming to America. Hey, I think I ought to try this one. Kenneth Copeland. He's an unusual individual. He's begging viewers out there to send him money, lots of money, to support his private jet so he won't have to deal with the coronavirus vaccine mandates to travel America, which he has called the mark of the beast. I guess we would agree on some things here. Copeland, who in the past has claimed that he needed a private jet to avoid demons on the commercial flights, made this claim now, the latest during the Victory-thon fundraiser that was held this week. "You get into this situation, we're not going to let you fly unless you're vaccinated. Well, to me, that's the mark of the beast." Well, again, I fly commercially. Maybe I need a jet. So, do you know who Urban Meyer is? He has won some national championships, Ohio State, down in Florida. He's now the coach of the Well, the brand new coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're having some problems. You know, anytime you get into a position in the spotlight, all kinds of things come up. Not only about you, about your family. Pastors certainly know that. And, well, the latest is Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley. She has come out and coming under attack now, for she, being a nurse, is an anti-vaxxer. I like this woman. Well, they've done it. Who? The Food and Drug Administration yesterday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or those that are high risk. In a press release sent to, well, Fox News, first of all, the FDA said that it has approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered, well, at least 6 months after receiving their first two doses. These groups include individuals 65 years and older, and individuals ages 18 to 64 who are either high risk of severe COVID-19 or those who work in high-risk places. So there you go. Costs a lot, doesn't it? Me in the hospital, go to the doctor. I heard a horrible story from North Carolina yesterday. One of the men in my church has not been there, it's hard for me to believe, 25 years ago this young man left me. He's now spent the last decade at Duke University. Where is that? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he's doing some really great things there. Just a sharp mind. And he was telling me a bat got in his house, and he tried to rescue it. And I don't know how this whole thing happened, but somehow the whole family had to get shots. One time, inoculation. I guess this is going to last a lifetime. It better. I'm not sure how we got into this conversation, but it had to do with the bat, rabies. It was a rabid bat. They had to go, all six of them, this brother and his wife and all the kids to the hospital and have this thing administered. One shot. Six people. Do you have any idea what this might cost? I was flabbergasted. And if this guy wasn't a straight arrow, I mean, he handles fine, brilliant mind, I'd say, you're lying. You know what? $25,000 a piece. $150,000. Six shots. Guaranteed no rabies. Good grief, Charlie Brown. I had a experience like this. Probably those of you that are older went through it. Some lady in her car hit my prize hunting dog and just busted it all up in the back. And I knew there was no survival for that. And I was trying to help him, and he bit me in the hand during this whole thing. And, well, I ended up burying him, and they wanted to dig him up and take his head. And not, oh, it was awful. I said, nah, not going to do that. And they said, well, you may have had rabies. I went to the hospital every day, 14 straight days, and got a shot in the stomach. Did it in a circle, marked with a magic mark. Oh, my goodness. That was so sore at the end of 2 weeks. Didn't cost me $25,000, though. Well, I don't know. Do you think the world is watching the USA and saying, boy, America is crumbling. America is turning into a third world country. A geopolitical shift to the east seems inevitable now. You know, without justice, governments are no more than just a, oh, and we're hitting this one right on the head, a gang of bandits and thieves and liars and, well, you got it. The West, once striving for constitutional values such as independent judiciary, anti-corruption, citizens' rights, how long ago was this? Equality regardless of race and class has declined for so long now. I mean, it's really done it at the speed of light. Maybe it's been fast and it just seems long. And the rest is rising. What in the world is going on? While we've allowed greedy billionaires to take control of this once independent great nation, the transnational business empires are turning the West into a feudal system of the super rich that own almost everything. The fall of the West comes from within, from the culture's own moral decline. You know it.
It's been said again and again and again, we will be destroyed not from enemies coming without, but from those within. Oh, absolutely. What you're seeing in the United States of America today has happened before. The English historian Edward Gibbon writes in The History and the Decline and the Fall of the Roman Empire that when a civilization is at its zenith with power and influence over many other cultures, it often develops an understanding that it represents the noblest and the most advanced civilization known ever. In these moments of self-exaltation, a blind sense of invincibility comes about and, oh brother, no matter if the civilization abandoned its original values or not, the precise values that led to its greatness, no matter how it deprives its population of wealth and justice, no matter how many wars it initiates along with the suffering of civilians, somehow its corrupted elites still believe that their empire will always remain to be the best, superior to everybody and everything. Welcome to the New America, a flood of evil. Not exactly sure why, I've never liked clowns, but bunches of them have been spotted loitering outside of schools in Singapore, staring intently, approaching the kids, and allegedly asking the young children to follow them. Their unnerving presence sparked a flurry of complaints from concerned parents who immediately called the cops to investigate. Singapore police confirmed Monday that they had received numerous calls regarding the clown's presence outside of different schools, that officers had linked the bizarre stunt to a private education center which had dreamed up the whole thing in an apparent bid to attract recruits to its speech school. Dumb. Stupid idea. Well, harshly criticizing what he called the United States' inhumane treatment of Haitian migrants and its policy toward Haiti, Daniel Foote, he's the U.S. diplomat whose reputation for working in some of the world's most challenging environments made him a top pick by the Biden administration to serve as a special envoy to Haiti, he's resigned. It's a mess. He's upset. The jobs report, first-time jobless claims, totaled 351,000 last week, an increase from 16,000 a week before, and well ahead of the 320,000 of the Dow Jones estimate. That's the worst in a month. I think as people shake their heads or scratch their heads today, and you watch all this stuff going on with the border policy, you got to ask yourself, what in the world is going on, and what is the point of Joe Biden's immigration program? I mean, nothing about it makes sense. It's trouble, and it's intentional. Biden has done this on purpose, but why would a president do this to his own great country? I mean, no sane person would, right? Opening up the borders like this? Promising the poorest people on the planet that they can have endless free this and free that? Taxpayer-funded things if they just show up and break our laws? That isn't just stupid. It's suicidal. It really is. My goodness, middle-class Americans, you, have had access to the best health care in the world, but not anymore. That's over forever. I mean, the system cannot handle it. And what's going to happen when Social Security is gone and mom was promised this or that? You're going to see people saying, "Where's my gun?" Absolutely. There's only one answer to all that. Well, be real quiet because you're not allowed to say it out loud or you get attacked by everybody. All kinds of groups will call you dangerous and racist. You could lose your bank account. The left will become completely unhinged, hysterical, and maybe come after you. The thing that's good here is Biden's already explained the whole mess. Yeah, his immigration policy. Mass immigration back in 2015 when he was Vice President of the United States of America. I don't get it, but maybe you can make sense of this whole thing. Joe Biden, quoting him, "An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop, nonstop," he said. "Folks like me who are Caucasian, European descent, For the first time in 2017, we're going to be an absolute minority in this country. An absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in this country then will, from now on, will be of white European stock. It's not a bad thing. That's a source of strength in America. What in the what part of Moronville did this guy come from? Well, we could talk an hour on this one. An unrelenting stream of immigration to change the racial mix. That's the key of the United States of America. That's the reason this is happening. To reduce the political power of people whose ancestors lived here and dramatically increase the population from third world countries. I don't get it. You don't get it. Somehow, Sleepy Joe does. In his own little crazy world. And finally, who said that? Because it certainly is true. Hey, America, the donkey and the elephant won't help. We must turn back to the lamb. You gotta amen that. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this.
Hey, you're listening to Hello World, right here on this Christian radio station. We're so grateful for this station carrying the broadcast each day at this time. Let them know how much you appreciate their ministry here, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and ways that you can grow in the Lord. Again, Christian radio is so vital in America today. We absolutely need it, don't we? Again, let them know one way or another. Drop them a note, send an email, stop by the station, give. Oh, that's a biggie. Always needing money. Christian radio, always needing money. Help out this station today to the glory of Almighty God. Well, in this crazy, mixed-up world, it's hard to find peace. Or is it? When's the last time you experienced absolute peace in your life? How long did that thing last? Have you somehow concluded that peace is a rare commodity that comes only occasionally and then remains here briefly and fleets? And, well, the good news is you don't have to regard life that way. In the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul says that we can protect our peace and how to do it. Remember, this author is not wealthy, not prominent, and he is not relaxing at some scenic resort. He's writing here from a Roman prison, where he's chained to a guard 24 hours a day. Though unjustly accused and in danger of losing his very life, he keeps talking about joy and peace. How could anyone have peace in such a situation? And the peace that Paul describes is very real, very practical. He tells us his contentment is a learned quality, Philippians 4:11. And the key to experiencing this is refusing anxiety and choosing instead to trust a sovereign God with all of your trials in life. Therefore, true peace does not mean the absence of hardship, but rather a sense of tranquility and serenity, even in the midst of trouble, difficulty, no matter what it is. And what is peace like? Paul calls it the peace which surpasses all understanding or comprehension. It simply can't be explained in human logic. This divine serenity is deeply satisfying and far beyond your understanding. It's not something you can work up either. It originates with God Himself. Ephesians 2:14 tells us that Jesus is our peace. When we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have true peace because we have Him. That is, God has grafted us into the vine and placed us in Jesus Christ. When you receive Him, we receive God's gift of perfect peace. John 14:27 says that God's peace is unlike what the world calls that by name. It's unaffected by circumstances, and it has keeping power. It protects your mind from troubling thoughts and your heart from a detrimental emotion. Thank God that we don't have to analyze or understand peace in order to enjoy peace. Isn't that great? If God makes it possible for us to have such an incomprehensible peace, why do we lose that? Can you answer that? Why do we lose it? To understand how peace can be lost, you got to realize, first of all, the difference between legitimate concerns, family, health, work, and anxiety, which are those tormenting thoughts, such fretful worries which stem from a fear of losing control over circumstances, cause us a great deal of harm emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Think about how anxiety affects you. It divides the mind, makes you afraid to act, causes you to withdraw, and furthermore, it can result in depression, a defeated attitude, disbelief, doubt. It can wreak havoc on your health. And of course, there are times in our life when we're thrown off balance for a moment, but as Christians, we need not remain in that condition. If our caring becomes fretting, then we ourselves have set down our peace and moved over into the anxiety category. Scripturally, however, it's impossible to legitimize anxiety because of, well, several key biblical truths. God's sovereign, for one. In other words, he's in control of everything that happens to us, right? And he's omniscient, which means that there is not one single detail, past, present, or future, that's going to escape God. Nothing. He's omnipotent. He has the power to change our circumstances at any time. And this good stuff. And he's our loving Father. He will do the right thing every time, and with our best interest in mind. There are several tests that you can apply to determine when justifiable caring has become anxiety. First of all, are you more concerned about what you desire than about what is the will of God for your life? If you think about manipulating your circumstances, it could be a big issue. Do you find yourself being hurried into making unwise decisions? And finally, do you constantly feel agitated or perturbed about something? Any of these could be symptoms of trouble because anxiety is not the plan, will, or purpose of God. His perfect peace is. The first thing I need to realize, you need to realize, is that peace is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Jesus told us that. Though he would be going away, the Father would send his Holy Spirit to be with us, in that great, and upon us, and in us, John 14:16-17. Peace along with love and joy and patience and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, that's the overflow and the outflow of God's Spirit living on the inside of us. It's a gift of Almighty God. You know what you need to do? Give your concern to God immediately, telling him, Father, I bring to you this trial, this thing in my life. It's beyond my control. I feel helpless in the situation. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient. You're omnipresent. I'm resting in you and trusting that however you choose to handle this thing is really going to be an expression of your love, your power, and your desire to do the very best thing for me. The peace of God will safeguard your heart from becoming unruly and your mind from being swept into that anxiety category. Remember that you have one or two choices. You can be earthly-minded or God-centered. If your focus is not on the Lord, then you're going to have great difficulty lifting your heart and mind to get his perspective. If you're focused on him, you will have peace no matter what. The Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the only real peace giver, according to Isaiah 9:6. If you've never trusted him as your personal Savior, you know what? If you've never experienced his wonderful, incomprehensible, perfect peace that he can give, you need to receive Jesus Christ today, because that gift is there for your asking. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not do that today, my friend? And some of you know how this works. It's in the classified section, free to a good home. Beautiful 6-month-old male kitten, orange, caramel color, playful, friendly, very affectionate. Ideal for family with kids. Or, handsome 32-year-old husband. Personable, funny, good job, but doesn't like cats. Says he goes, well, the cat goes. Call Jennifer. is the honeymoon over there or what? At Massey for a Thursday. News, information, and comment every day at this time. Oh, yeah, the world and the Christian. Here we are. Thank you very much for praying for us, supporting us. Join me on Facebook for now. Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Pray things are going well for you today, and you're in the will of God. Till tomorrow, same time, same place. It'll be a Friday. God bless you.